All right, what's up, Unleashed Army? We got another episode of Unleashed, the most legit Celtics podcast in the game. We are continuing with this the Celtics player grading series. Great response on the last episode, so I'm glad to see that. We do have three new guys today. If you missed last episode, we broke down Brad Wanamaker, Grant Williams, and Semi Ojeleye. And based on the response, I would say a lot of you guys did not agree with what we had going on with Brad Wanamaker. Based on what I gave him, I'm not going to spoil it here, but yikes, you guys did not agree with that. And you definitely didn't agree with it in the response to the episode. But I appreciate the listens anyways, or watchings, if you are viewing on YouTube, now that we're doing that. So we're breaking down Carson Edwards, Romeo Langford, and Rob Williams today. Highly sought after episode based on these names. But like I said last episode, you got to get through these to get to the guys that we really want to know about, and I'm sticking with it. So that's what we're doing here. These names today, Carson, Time Lord, Romeo, like, these, they're all sort of in the same boat. Now, obviously, their numbers aren't there. Their games played aren't even there. But expectations, impact on the team, that's what we're grading. Obviously, Carson Edwards averaging, 3 points a game in his 9 minutes per game in the NBA, that's not going to say, hey, he's impacting the team that much. But based on expectations, based on what he should be doing, that's what we're looking at here. Okay? So let's keep that in mind, because all three of these guys are sort of in the same boat where I don't think the best has been seen. I think the best is yet to come, whether they're getting playing time or not, or whether or not they're just healthy enough to be playing consistently. They're all sort of in that same boat. So jumping into Carson Edwards, again, I tweeted it out. I asked for your grades. And I would say the majority of you Celtics fans kind of gave Carson Edwards, like, you let him skate by here. You gave him a C-plus on average. And meanwhile, I'm not trying to absolutely shit on the kid, but the Celtics signed him to a rare deal. As a second-round pick, they signed him to a deal. He had our expectations sky high in summer league and preseason, and hasn't done, to be frank, like, hasn't done anything at this level. And for you guys to give him a C plus, like, I don't know. I'm more in the range of Carson Edwards based on what I wanted to see from him, based on what I thought we were getting, the bench scorer, the rookie that was going to at least play a little bit and, contribute, even just use that word, contribute. He's contributed nada to this season. And for that reason, I got to give him a D+, which is the lowest grade that we've done so far. But Carson Edwards has done nothing for me based on what I thought he was going to do. Now, again, it's all based on expectation, what they should be doing, or, you know, some guys are going to be playing more minutes, like we talked about Grant Williams, playing more minutes than what they actually contribute, that type of thing. So it's more of a impact and expectation sort of grading. So, you know, all these guys on the list today, if you're grading them based on stat sheet numbers, none of them are jumping off. None of them are an A or anything like that. So I do always want to let you guys keep that expectation sort of grade scale in mind, like what we're doing here. But Carson Edwards, D+, that's the official score for me, because we saw him in preseason light it up and haven't seen anything close to that since. Now, I'll give him the fact that, well, he hasn't had the opportunity, but I've been calling for Carson Edwards. Get him in. You know, sit Brad Wanamaker. But don't you think Brad Stevens has thought of that, right? So I'm kind of going against my original thoughts here. But don't you think Brad Stevens has thought of that? So maybe Carson Edwards hasn't shown anything, any ability to be able to play a sufficient workload. Brad Stevens sure as shit knows better than we do. And I'm not going to doubt him, even though I do think you give Carson Edwards more of an opportunity. But behind the scenes, maybe he's doing nothing to deserve that opportunity. So, Carson Edwards, I'm sorry, but you might be catching the shit end of the stick here, because I'm just mad that you haven't done enough to make Brad Wanamaker take a seat on the bench. Maybe that's like the indirect shots fired at Brad Wanamaker. You're getting hit with some of these shots, but D+ for me. I don't see how you can even put him in the C range. A C, 75% there, right? Like, if we're looking at a school grade and sort of percentage system, I don't see how you can be at all complacent with what Carson Edwards has done. And I'm still rooting for him. Like, I think the kid's going to be electric. I think he's shown us what he can do, but he's not there yet. And based on right now, based on this season, based on what he's contributed so far, which is pretty close to zero, D+ for me. And think about it. If it's a 75, you're putting him in that C range, that's a kid in high school or even college getting a C and, I would say some people are probably okay going home to mom and pop with a C. No one likes the D, so shouldn't have come out of my mouth like that. But no one likes getting a D, so yikes. That's why I'm trying to give Carson Edwards a slight here, because he hasn't, you know, we can't be content with what he's contributed. Hey, like all these grades, it's my opinion. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. And we'll see if they change. Like, Carson Edwards is the guy that I'm giving a D+, but extremely high hopes for the kid. Like, I want him to be better. But right now, based on the fact that, you know, he showed that he can absolutely be a microwave in preseason and in the summer league, and then all of a sudden he goes and, or I guess this is even prior to, gets a contract from the team and they kind of locked him in, and then all of a sudden he just does squat. I don't know. So I'd love to sit here and be like, oh, it's because he hasn't gotten his shot yet. But you got to earn your shot. And if Brad Stevens, Danny Ainge, everyone doesn't think that he's deserved his opportunity yet, then we can't really argue it because we got nothing to go on. So should we move on? I think so. Let's get into Romeo Langford, the Celtics lottery pick. Yeah, the Celtics lottery pick that hasn't played like it seems like any basketball this season. It's kind of sad to see because, one, I didn't really know much about him. I'll be completely honest. And the minute he was drafted, I got a bunch of tweets, which I still talk about on the show to this day. It's so weird how many... It doesn't make sense to me how some, like, a mass of Indiana fans found my Twitter and started tweeting at me saying, oh, you don't know what you guys got in this kid. He's amazing. He's amazing. I'm like, when did I become the middleman between Celtics basketball and Indiana basketball? You tell me. But I started to get on the Romeo Langford train, and I was like, oh, this kid's going to be amazing. Let's go. Come on now. Like, I'm ready for this kid to be good. Lottery pick, I feel it. Apparently, he was hurt at college, so we didn't get to see his full potential. Oh, well, yeah, but we didn't know he was going to get hurt for a million games this season. He's played just over 25 games. 11 minutes per game. He's contributing 2.6 points per game, 1.2 rebounds, 0.2 assists. But the one thing I'll give him credit for, and all those numbers obviously are not good, the one thing I'll give him credit for is... I feel like he's a better defender than advertised, or at least said to me or praised to me. Like, everyone talked about him as a kid that was really controlled getting to the hoop and smart about getting to the hoop, could definitely get to the hoop really well. No one came to me and said, hey, Ev, like, this kid's a defender, or he just, like, looks like he's trying on defense. He's a really effort-giving defender, and that's kind of what I noticed from him. Like, he's played some serious defense this season, and I don't want that to go unnoticed with this. Now, this was a big sort of, I tweeted out, what do you grade him? And everyone was like, not applicable, incomplete. Which is kind of fair. Like, I guess he hasn't been able to showcase what he can do, but that's part of it. Again, this isn't like a numbers thing, so it's not possible to get an incomplete. I think if you're injured for a long period of time, it's going to hurt you. It's like, if you just decided to not go to school, you don't just get a pass like, oh, well, he wasn't here. No, you'd get an F, right? Like, if you just never went, you'd fail. You'd have to do it again. You don't get to pass by with an incomplete. So I'm not giving Romeo Langford a pass here. So that was definitely the most common answer that we got. Grades-wise, I would say he was in the D-plus range, which is low for me. And I'm trying to take my bias out of this like I did with Carson Edwards. I'm a big Carson guy, but it kind of pained me to give him a D-plus. Romeo Langford, I want to give him, and I'm going to give him, a C-. I'll do it. I'm going to try and ease more towards you guys, because I saw the wrath you guys can output here after that Brad Wanamaker grade last episode. But Romeo Langford, to me, I'm going to give him a C-. I want to put him in the C range, because what I have seen out of him has been pretty good. Like, I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be a good player. I think he's going to be worth a lottery pick. And let's not act like, oh, he's a lottery pick. He got picked like 6th. No, he got picked 14th. I'm not on the train of, why do we waste a lottery pick on this kid? Not at all. Like, I think that it was a good pick. I think he's going to be good. You're not always going to hit a winner or a home run with your 14th pick. So I don't want to get carried away with saying, oh, he's our lottery pick. He's not performing like it. No, you're right, but let's not get carried away with it. Romeo Langford, C- for me, and the only reason I want to put him in the C range is because from what I have seen from him, he has sort of stepped up. He started a game. I've seen some decent defense out of him. We've seen some highlights from him. Now, on the contrary, right, two guys that aren't playing, Carson Edwards and Romeo Langford. One has been injured, Romeo Langford, and I'm not saying that that's a pass. Like, no. He still was our lottery pick, and he wasn't healthy for the season. That's going to hurt him. It does. But in the sample size that we have, Romeo Langford has come in and I feel made the most of his time. Carson Edwards comes in like a cold ice cube in the freezer, a frozen ice cube in the freezer. That's probably better said, and just throws up a brick. He's had a couple of good games. He had a couple of good shots, sure. But based on what they're supposed to do, based on what I want them to do, Romeo Langford so far this season has been up for the challenge a little bit more than Carson Edwards, in my opinion. So Romeo Langford, the official Unleashed score is a C-. Sorry, Romeo. How art thou? All right, we got Time Lord here, and this is going to be an interesting one to talk about because he's a guy that we love. In fact, one of the early episodes of this show, we got a question. I don't know if it was a voicemail. No, we weren't doing voicemails at the time, so it must have been a question that was tweeted in saying, if you had to pick a big three for 5 years from now, who would you pick on this team? And I said, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Robert Williams. Immediately, like that. It was just instinct. I was picturing Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Time Lord all playing at their highest potential. That is a dynamite squad. Robert Williams playing like a DeAndre Jordan, Jason Tatum doing what he's doing now, Jaylen Brown in the similar vein. Like, no, that is a big three to be reckoned with. And so I guess I'm not trying to hide the fact that I'm pretty high on Time Lord, but just like Romeo Langford, if you can't stay healthy to help your team, I'm not letting you get by without feeling the unleashed wrath here, because I think that does matter. I think not being able to stay healthy is a huge deal. There's other guys in the NBA that are always doing this. Oh, they would have been great, but they can't stay healthy. There's guys in the NFL that are like that. Every sport. Those guys, it's always their knock. So I can't let them get by here. Time Lord, you haven't played enough games to really live up to what we thought. Like, yeah, he's been good when he's come in. He's been all right when he comes in, I'll say that. But he's only played 23 games this year. 23 games. This guy was supposed to be a huge part of the rotation. The guy that's going to take the leap. He's played 23 games, given the fact that how he's been so irrelevant this season into on-court contributions. I'm not going to focus on those numbers. What I'm going to focus on is the expectations, the high, high, high expectations we had for him. And the fact that there's just, he didn't even give himself the chance to meet those expectations because he hasn't been playing. So that's going to hurt him. But Robert Williams, you guys graded him a B- on average. It's too high for me. Based on the guy that just hasn't done squat and we wanted him to do squat, I'm going Time Lord. I'm giving him a flat C. We had Carson Edwards D+, Romeo Langford C-, and Time Lord C. I'm being critical here, very critical. And this is a grouping, like I said, I want us to keep in mind, these are guys that I really like. Like, I love Carson Edwards. I love what Romeo Langford could be. And I sure as shit love Robert Williams, and I want him to be a stud. But we had expectations for these guys. Carson Edwards showed us what he can do. Romeo Langford was the 14th pick in the draft. Robert Williams was supposed to take a huge leap this year. All of those things, nothing really turned out of it. Like, Romeo Langford hasn't lived up to a 14th pick so far. It's tough. He's been injured too. Robert Williams in the same boat. And then Carson Edwards, I haven't seen anything even close. Now, I get that he's not going to go for, what, a million points in 2 seconds like he did before the season in preseason. That's fine. I understand that. But give me something close. Like, show me that you can come in and off the bench cold and just hit boom, boom, threes like that. He hasn't done that. He comes in, he looks like he's off rhythm. So there's knocks to be given here. I think I've done that. I know I'm critical. I know that that just irks some of you Celtics fans. I'm a diehard Celtics fan too. And once we get to some of these players like Jason Tatum, Gordon Hayward, Jaylen Brown, Kemba, Marcus Smart, Daniel Tice is the sleeper of this entire series. I can't wait to talk about him. You're going to see that I love this team way more than most. But these guys sort of at the end of the roster here, based on what we want from them, we haven't gotten it. We haven't gotten it. Carson Edwards hasn't given me anything close to a player that went off preseason and then also got a contract that was super rare for a second-round pick. And the guy that was supposed to sort of contribute off the bench, like imagine if he was actually playing like we thought he was going to play, this Celtics bench void would actually be a little bit more minor. So he hasn't done it. Romeo Langford, draft pick, needed to prove everyone wrong. Everyone's like, why'd you pick Romeo? Misses the first a million games of the season. Time Lord, oh, this is a big man issue. This is a big man. No, no, no. The Time Lord fans are out there saying, mm-mm, we got this. Time Lord's about to take a huge leap. Well, yeah, he took a leap into the injury pool. So tough to grade these guys. I sound like I'm a Knicks fan or a Lakers fan, just absolutely ripping the Celts here. But we got to get through the meat before we get to the potatoes. Like I said last episode, which I still do not think that's the correct saying, but it's becoming a theme. So thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure to use the code. I think it's on the screen here, maybe. Use the code UNLEASHED at guybostonsports.com/store and pick up some merch. I know the income stream could be down for a lot of people, including myself, but that's why we got a discount code there. So if you have the spare change, toss it in here. But anyways, guys, this team's legit. I'm glad we're doing this series. It's given us something to talk about, and I appreciate the response to that. Again, if you're listening on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, anywhere, make sure you're subscribing, following along. And if you're interested in the video version of this podcast, we are on YouTube as well. You can just search the podcast name in YouTube or search Guy Boston Sports in YouTube, and you will find it. We got the video version. You can see this lovely face. And not just listen to this annoying voice. So shout out to you guys. Make sure you're subscribing, liking, everything like that. And we'll catch you in the next episode.